everyone. My name is Rebecca, and welcome to Studio Classroom. I know that your English will improve today. So here are a few questions. First, how do movies influence culture? And in particular, how have the Star Wars movies influenced our culture? Well, we're going to be discussing these questions in a lesson titled Star Wars, Return of the Franchise. Well, it sounds like a very interesting lesson, and I hope that you enjoy Star Wars. Well, we have some more interesting section headings for you. First, Mommy, can I have a lightsaber? And of course, we have the Force is strong with this one. Also, friends, make sure you get familiar with the words from today's word bank. Why? Well, we have a very special SC challenge later on. Well, friends, I think we need to get started with today's lesson. Let's go.
Star Wars, Return of the Franchise. Mommy, can I have a lightsaber? One of the biggest influences that Star Wars has had on the film industry is product sales, including toys. Movie products, such as figurines, games, and lunchboxes, were hardly a financial draw before Star Wars. While 20th Century Fox received theater profits, Lucas kept other franchise rights, eventually giving him a net value of billions. The Force is strong with this one. Star Wars was also a landmark in the world of film itself as well.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 eventually 这个副词。Eventually 是指最后、终于或者是终究。例如 after many tries, we eventually found the right freeway exit. 经过多次尝试之后我们终于找到了正确的高速公路出口。Eventually 跟 finally 不同的地方是 eventually 是指经过波折或者非常辛苦终于达到目标。Finally 比较强调它是最后发生的。例如 finally put the basil on top of the pasta as garnish. 最后把罗勒叶放在意大利面上当作装饰。继续我们看 landmark 这个名词 land 是指土地 mark 是指记号或标记所以 landmark 是指地标例如 Taipei 101 is one of Asia's famous landmarks 台北101是亚洲有名的地标之一 landmark 也指里程碑例如 The invention of Facebook is a landmark in the development of social networks 脸书的发明是社群网络发展的里程碑
Wait a minute. Leia?
Yeah.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
I do too. This is kind of scary.
Wait a minute. No, I don't have a bad feeling about this. This is the same place we came yesterday. Look over there, on the air.
You're right. And we were fine yesterday.
We are on the air.
But Luke, we never found George Lucas.
Well, you're right about that. But I'm ready just in case we must come across some enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have a new mission that I'm pretty excited about. We're going to teach English.
Oh, that's right. Right. Rebecca left me another note. She said, can you please teach English today as well?
Oh, yeah. Hey, look at that. Gabe said, oh, I like your hairstyle. Please keep teaching.
Oh, he likes your hairstyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of curly.
Oh, wait. Well, it says here, Mommy, can I have a lightsaber? No, I didn't have to ask my mommy for a lightsaber.
You just got a lightsaber.
Exactly. I'm so excited. Well, a lot of people do like lightsabers.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice looking lightsaber. I wish I could have a lightsaber.
Well, maybe you can ask your mommy for... Oh, Princess Leia, I'm sorry.Your mommy is no longer around.
No, well, so I can't ask my mommy for a lightsaber, but I have a better idea. we can read some more of this lesson, or whatever this is here.
Okay.
One of the biggest influences that Star Wars had on the film industry is product sales, including toys.
Yes, George Lucas had a big influence on the film industry. Oh, friends, let's take a look at this phrase, to have an influence on something. That means you're going to make a difference in someone's life, or in this case, in the film industry.
Luke, on my paper, there's an example sentence of how to use this phrase. My parents have had a very strong influence on my life.
Oh, good. Yes, a person can have an influence on another person. Or, McDonald's.
McDonald's.
McDonald's has had a big influence on the food industry around the world. Well, I guess there's many ways you could use this phrase. Oh, so a big influence on the film industry is product sales, including toys.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Well, we also see toys.
This is not a toy. I will have you know that. What is this? Are these two ballerinas playing with lightsabers? This is not a toy. This is a weapon.
Luke, calm down. Don't get too excited, because I see something else interesting in our lesson here. It says, Lucas kept other franchise rights, eventually giving him a net value of billions. What is billions?
Oh, I like that word. Let's see. Oh, we're supposed to go again to the info cloud. Let's see if we can find the info cloud now this time. Maybe
let's
this way.
Yeah, let's go this way. Come on.
Most English words have more than one meaning, which can cause confusion sometimes.
Perhaps no other word causes as much confusion as the word billion. How? Let's first take a look at the word million.
A million, of course, is represented by a one with six zeros. Most mathematicians in Western Europe, for example, view 1 million as one functional unit, meaning the next unit up, billion, would have twice the number of zeros. In this way, 1 billion equals a million millions.
Okay, but mathematicians in other parts of the world don't agree. They think of 1 million not as one unit, but rather two groups of three zeros. So, for them, the next unit up would be three groups of three zeros. For them, a billion is 1,000 millions.
Now think of all the important discussions at the United Nations about population, statistics, international trade, economics, and science, where the word billion could be used, and you'll get an idea of the confusion the ambiguous billion could cause.
Yes, today there is still no agreement among nations about the meaning of billion. In many Asian countries, like China and Japan, this is mostly a non-issue.
1 million是100万，后面有6个零， 百万富翁就叫millionaire。 那billion呢？那就要看你是问哪一国的人。美国人会告诉你billion是10亿，后面有9个零。 因为百万是million, 千万就是10 million, 一亿就是100 million, 10亿就叫1 billion. 但是对英国人, 1个billion是10万亿, 后面有12个零, 因为英国的数学家认为, 既然1个million有6个零, 那1个billion就该有1个million两倍的零, 也就是million的平方, 100万个100万。 总共有12个零， 因此英国人所讲的billion是个非常庞大的数字， 除了天文学家，一般人大概都用不上。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Where is that Info Cloud, Leah?
I don't know. We've been looking all over the place for the Info Cloud. Maybe it doesn't exist.
Maybe It's on another planet. Steve and Ken, they must be aliens. Well, let's continue learning some English here. The force is strong with this one. The force is always strong. Mm-hmm. The force is strong with The Force Awakens.
The force is strong with this one. Well, I like this part here where it says Star Wars was also a landmark in the world of film itself as well. Luke, isn't that an interesting word? The world of? When I hear this word world, I think of like the world.
Yes.
People in the world.
Yes, like the people of Earth.
Yeah.
That is their world. Or, of course, our world is in the universe. There are so many great and wonderful worlds out there. And I guess there's different fields of study or areas that people are involved with. Like, it says if you want your MBA, you need to get familiar with the world of business.
Oh. Yeah.
So you should kind of understand how business works.
Okay. Well, there's something on my paper that I thought was interesting. Taking a trip to Nashville, Tennessee. Okay, that's in the United States.
Yes, which
in America.
Is in the Earth.
In the Earth.
Yes.
Specifically, the Grand Ole Opry will open your eyes to the world of country music.
Oh. Country I love music. Countries. Mm. Oh, it says here, Mickey Mouse had a big influence in the world of cartoons. And, of course, Star Wars is a landmark in the world of film itself.
Huh. Well, Luke, I think it's time to take a break.
A break?
My paper says it's break time.
Oh, we never take a break. Let's go and find George Lucas.
Okay.
Okay.
Where do you think he is?
Stay tuned, as it says. Let's go this way!
That way! Yeah, let's go that way. That way.
Hello. Welcome back to this wonderful place on the air. Oh, I have so many things to do today. I have to find George Lucas. I have to teach English. And I have to be prepared because I know the enemy is around here somewhere. It's a good thing I have my trusty lightsaber with me. This thing always comes in handy. Oh, wait. What is that noise? What is this? And what is this? Oh, I know the enemy is here. Only the enemy would make me angry by showing a picture of this wonderful weapon being used as a toy to dance with. I must go and find the enemy. It must be Darth Vader! Oh, do you enjoy the second reading of the lesson here on the air?
Star Wars, Return of the Franchise. Filmmaking never turned back after seeing its visual effects, which also led to a higher standard of video games. The film basically began film sound design on its own, receiving a special Oscar for Ben Burtt's audio work. George Lucas also claims that money earned from Star Wars and Jaws gave theaters the funds to create multiplexes. The Star Wars films also opened up storytelling in film, as one story was told over three films. Hollywood made movie sequels before the original Star Wars series, but most were standalone films that didn't require previous viewing.
OK, 接下来我们看 visual 这个形容词 ,vis 这个字根有看见的意思。所以 visual 是指视觉的、看得见的或者是影像化的。例如 Howard uses a lot of visual aids in his teaching. Howard 在教学中使用许多的视觉辅具。或者是 we had visual contact but never talked. 我们有过眼神的交集但是没有说过话。 如果是听觉的话叫做 aural, A-U-R-A-L。例如 ,the movie has astonishing visual and aural effects. 这部电影有惊人的视听效果。最后我们看的是 sequel 这个名词。sequel 是指电影或小说的续集。如果要说明是哪一个作品的续集的话是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,Jurassic World, the sequel to Jurassic Park was a great hit in summer. 侏罗纪公园的续集侏罗纪世界是今年夏天非常卖座的电影。或者是 The author is working on the sequel to her top seller novel. 这位作家正在进行他之前畅销冠军小说的续集。And now let's get back to our teachers.
I think there was someone by the name of Michelle who must teach here or do something because my paper says thank Michelle.Thank you, Michelle.
All right, well, at least there's another friendly person around.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what else my paper says?
What?
Filmmaking never turned back after seeing its visual effects, which also led to a higher standard of video games.
Ah, higher standard. Ow.
Yeah, be careful of your lightsaber, Luke.
Well, you know, this lightsaber was made with very high standards. Yes, there is a very high quality involved. So there's a higher standard or high quality that goes into making video games.
That's right. That's very interesting. And I'm glad, Luke, that whoever made your lightsaber had a high standard.
Wait a minute. It says here, the members of Love Mommy...have a high standard for food. Huh. I guess Love Mommy is something you can find on Earth. But wait a minute.
Hey.
Do you know what time it is, Princess Leia?
My paper says that it's...
it's twin time?
What's twin time?
Well, I guess we should take a closer look.
At this word, funds?
Funds.
Hmm.
Twins!
Twins, funds, let's...
Let's go!
Check it out!
Let's check it over here!
That way? Let's go!
Hello everyone! Welcome to A Closer Look Twin Time! I'm your teacher Christina, and I'm your teacher Serena. Today, we are going to take a closer look at the noun fund. Money needed or available to spend on something is called a fund. Okay.How about we take a look at today's sentence? George Lucas also claims that money earned from Star Wars and Jaws gave theaters the funds to create multiplexes. It is very impressive that theaters were able to create multiplexes from the funds generated from Lucas's movies. All right, let's take a look at an example sentence. I set up a college fund for my children.Now, some people set up college funds for their children before they are even born. Why? To avoid student loan debt that they or their children will have to pay off. Setting up a college fund is a very smart idea, especially because tuition is becoming more and more expensive. Okay, how about we look at another example sentence?A disaster fund has been set up for victims of the earthquake in Japan. Natural disasters can cause a lot of damage, and when there is a lot of damage, things need to be fixed. And of course, to fix things, we need money. Right. Companies such as the American Red Cross are known for setting up disaster funds. Well, that's all for today. We'll see you next time.
Well, that was great. Those twins were very nice.
Well, you know, speaking of twins, some people say that we look a lot alike.
You mean like?
Luke and Leia? We look a lot alike.
Like we could be twins.
Like we could be twins.
What a silly idea. Well, we continue here. The Star Wars films also opened up storytelling and film as one's... I like that phrase. Look.
Yeah.
You could use that phrase to open up.The two leaders' conversation opened up the possibility for more interaction or trading between the countries. And that's true with galaxies as well. One leader will talk to another. That opens up the possibility for there to be better communication.
Luke, I would love to talk more about opened up.
Yes.
But my paper says there's an SC challenge.
A challenge?
A challenge.
I love a challenge.
Let's go to the SC challenge.
Bring it on.
Okay, I think it might be over there.
Ah!
For the SC challenge.
Okay, for today's SC challenge, I have two new friends with me. What is your English name?
Hara.
And what is your name?
Maggie.
Hara and Maggie, thank you so much for joining us for the SC challenge. Okay, I have three sentences here, and you need to fill in the blanks with one of these words. Eventually, sequel, landmark, or visual. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah, good?
Yes.
All right, here we go. The first sentence is, the Eiffel Tower is a famous blank in Paris, France. Raise your hand if you know the correct answer. The Eiffel Tower. Yes, Maggie?
Landmark.
Let's see if that works. The Eiffel Tower is a famous landmark in Paris. Yes, very good job, Maggie. 1 point. Okay, here we go. Did you see the blank to the movie Shrek? Did you see the blank to the movie Shrek? Do you know what word goes there? Did you see the blank? Yes, Maggie. What is the correct answer?
Sequel.
Well, let's see. Okay. Did you see the sequel to the movie Shrek? Did you see the sequel? Did you see the sequel? No, either. Okay. Well, it was a fun sequel. Okay. Here's the third sentence. Here we go. I will blank do my homework, but I don't want to start it now. Hara, you got it? I will blank. Yes, Hara?
Eventually.
Eventually. Let's see. I will eventually do my homework, but I don't want to start it now. Yes, that is the correct answer. Very good job. Thank you so much, Maggie and Hara, for joining us for the SC Challenge, and we'll see you next time.
Product sales, including toys, is one of the biggest influences that Star Wars has had on the film industry. Before Star Wars, products like games and lunchboxes weren't really a financial draw. Lucas kept all the franchise rights except the theater profits, so he eventually gained a value of billions of dollars. And as far as filmmaking goes, after the visual effects in Star Wars, this landmark film changed the world of film and video games. Ben Burtt's audio work from the film received an Oscar, and Lucas says that theaters earned so much money from the film that they could develop multiplexes. Also, even though Hollywood had made sequels of other movies before Star Wars, those movies were also standalone films. Star Wars was the first continuation over several films.
Hey, look! According to my paper, we're going to be talking about the attack of the Internet tomorrow.
I will be ready for any attack!
We'd better come back, and you too, friends. This place on the air?
All right. Until next time, I'm ready.